Lashua. I'm calling about the comment by a professor from Sage Colleges about the Rockefeller Institute meeting. And one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot, and I think I know a lot of people have, is how to get the message across to most people most of the time. And it's somehow, if we could communicate as we did about smoking cigarettes, it's all about fire, burning commodities to provide electricity or to power our automobiles and transportation. And the fire, the smoke that's created, is what's causing our global warming issues. Somehow we need to start a stop smoking campaign and get people on board about it. It might be a way to communicate, just like the cancer commercials do for cigarettes.
Sue McDonough, I'm calling about a comment just made regarding the recent incident of killing Jews. One of the gentlemen mentioned how these people that did this are like animals. And I just want to comment that animals only kill for food. They aren't like humans. We kill for no reason at all. And we are animals, and we are the lowest animal. That is what Mark Twain said. And I'm tired of hearing every time humans do something bad that we are like animals.
Martha Winston Gansford, New York. The ranchers out west who think they have a right to graze their cattle on public land at a minimal fee are the same characters who, through political pressure, have gotten the wolves delisted from the Endangered Species Act and are now trying to wipe them out in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Ranchers also want the buffalo when they leave Yellowstone to seek food, rounded up and taken off to be slaughtered. Ranchers who want our public lands to graze their cattle also want the wild horses rounded up and sent to slaughterhouses. For ranchers, the Fish and Wildlife Services kill hundreds of thousands of predators by aerial gunning, poisoning, trapping, and shooting. Conservation officers have even fallen victims to these determined and aggressive gun-toting people. I would like to see public lands become refuges. In an earth of dwindling wild spaces, we should leave some land untouched by our destructive hand.
This is Doris Lang calling from Cherry Valley, New York. I am a regular listener to Roundtable. Of course, it's important to hear all the news and all the comments, but I can't discern some ideas because staff and guests speak, interrupting one another, and then speak too fast. Please slow down, listen to one another, respond politely. Talking about quality versus quantity